Welcome to the Gautrain Talks podcast station, the place to be for all matters related to the Gautrain and how it came to be South Africa's first ever rapid rail link. Speaking at the third annual public transport seminar, Jack van der Merwe, the former Gautrain Management Agency chief executive and current head of the Gauteng Transport Authority, sets out what he believes are the key issues facing South Africa's public transport sector.
There's seven things that stand out to me. The first, and they aren't in order of priority, but they're just as they come up. The first thing is that we've tested the user pay principle. We have to, going forward, we'll have to look at alternative sources of funding. In Gauteng, user pay principle has crashed and burned with the e-tolls, which is, for me, a very sad issue because we will have to go back to user pay principle. We'll have to really look at how we applied it in the e-tolls, but user pay principle is still a big question mark. Secondly, I think we've moved towards policy clarity. You'll remember we started off with Mac and Getso. We developed a white paper on transport. We developed Moving South Africa. We wrote the National Land Transport Transition Act because it didn't have a chapter on funding. We've now finalized the National Land Transport Act in 2009, and we've finalized this Municipal Structure Act. So I think there's more clarity around the policy. The third thing is the taxi industry, as a main player, is still outside of the tent, you know, and we have to be able to bring the taxi industry as a formal mode of transport that we can talk to. Fourthly, I think we still lack a single voice of advocacy on transport. You know, there is a myriad of people that go to Treasury and ask them for money. And I think one thing that the Transport Authority has to do is to try and combine all the priorities so that you go to Treasury and you say to Treasury, on all three spheres of government, this is the type of money we're looking for you. I think one of the biggest mistakes or the biggest gap we have no enforcement left, nothing. We don't have enforcement on road safety, but we don't have enforcement on permits and permissions. So if you have a fantastic transport plan, and you award permits and permissions, and it's actually an open question whether the people will adhere to the permits and permissions you did. I think point number six is we've lost institutional knowledge at the different government sectors in the country, national, provincial, local, and how do you build this knowledge base? And then, you spoke about the legacy projects. These modes are over, really causing the agenda to be written around them. But if one looks at the mega projects, if a mega project doesn't work, it becomes a big issue because that's where the block of money is going for that. I think Gautrain has proved itself to be a very good model. The BRTs, we have 12 BRT metros in the country. It's not working. They aren't carrying the traffic we want them to carry. There isn't enough money to build the structure they have. The other mega project that we have is that we have the Praza system that is turning out one carriage per day. They have to build 3,600 carriages at the Gabella factory in the next 10 years, so 360 carriages per day. We have a rail network which is being decimated. So we will have to do something with that rolling stock that we're getting. So these are the background. And maybe if I can just say, remember, all of this is done in the background of what is happening internationally. Internationally, we have globalization, as you spoke about. Although our globalization has become on the periphery, we have pollution, greenhouse gases, global warming. And then we have fourth industrial revolution, which is causing a whole lot of disruption around transport. And if one wants to talk about governance going forward, we'll have to take these three things into consideration.
So just to recap those seven key transport issues, according to Jack van der Merwe, former Gautrain Management Agency Chief Executive and current head of the Gauteng Transport Authority, it's revisiting the user-paid principle, a movement towards policy clarity, integrating the taxi industry, the lack of a single transport voice, a lack of enforcement, the loss of institutional knowledge, and the success and failure of legacy projects. To listen to this and other interviews about the Gautrain, Please tune into our podcasts at Gautrain Talk Station. You can also access further material on our website, www.gautrain.co.za, or follow us on Twitter.